This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You guys just get very excited right away, mashallah. Taking selfies, exchanging phone numbers, and inviting for dinner right away. All right, bismillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam, wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslima kathira, thumma amma ba'd. Which one is easier? Which one is easier, to release your anger or control it? Ya jama'ah. Which one is easier, to control your anger or to release it? Release it is easier, right? So if someone provokes you and makes you angry, what is the most common thing we do? We listen to them, we get angry. Right? Like we fall for it. Someone is provoking you and they want you to be angry so they can control you. Obviously, because when you're angry, you lost control. So it's easy for us to release anger. So what is the reward then for not doing that? How much reward can you get for being able to let go of your anger, but you control yourself? Let's hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith. Hadith number 47, Riyadh al-Salihin, in the book of the chapter on patience. قال وعن معاذ بن أنس الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. In this hadith, Mu'adh ibn Anas رضي الله عنه said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who suppresses anger, means you control your anger, and has the power to give effect to it, meaning you are able and capable of letting go and take effect of that anger. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, this person will be called out by Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. This person will be called by Allah Azza wa Jal, the exalted, to the forefront of a creation on the Day of Resurrection. And he will be asked to choose any of the maidens of Jannah, al-Hur al-Ain, as he likes. رواه أبو داود والترمذي. Let's talk about this a little bit right now. First of all, من كظم غيظا. What is غيظ? The word غيظ in the Arabic language. Can you try to even to pronounce the word غيظ? Like even the pronunciation is just like there is so much the sound of it. It shows how like roaring, like someone wants to do something serious here. So من كظم غيظا. Al kadhim, similar just like غيظ, looks how it sounds like roaring, غيظ, right? And al-kadhim, same thing, like you suppress that. Before you start roaring with anger, now you actually like, you're gonna squash this right away. Can you imagine what does that mean right now? So al-kadhim is basically like, even though it's something out of control, like imagine a lion out of control, but you're able to bring that lion to calm down. This is what it means over here. Like you control it to this level, you suppress that anger, that lion that are about to be released from inside you, you bring it down again to stay calm. So as a result, of course, the Prophet said, if you're able to let go of that anger, that's what it means. قال وهو قادر على أن ينفذه, that you have the capability and the ability to release that and retaliate. What does that mean? If you're unable, what does it mean then? Doesn't matter. If you're unable to release that anger, that's no longer an anger anymore. That's only going to be sadness. You know when someone wrongs you and you have no way of retaliating, you can't be angry. Even if you're angry, you can do nothing about it. What is that inside you? It's just sadness. You're angry with yourself that you aren't able to do anything about that. Now that's weakness. That is weakness. But what the Prophet is talking about over here is that you're able and capable of retaliating and take action, but what do? Let it go. You control yourself. And the Prophet ﷺ says, قال here, you're doing it, and Allah will call on the Day of Judgments. What does that mean? This person controlled their anger for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's what it means. Like I'm able to take that route of fighting them and talk back, and they said something, I say 10 times worse than what they said. I can do this. But I choose what to do. To listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Be patient and calm down and not retaliate and not respond to them. The Prophet ﷺ says Allah will call this individual on the Day of Judgment ala ru'us al khalaq. Like this is basically like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting the reward for their patience. And he says, I'm going to bring them in front of everybody. What does that mean, Zima? That's like celebration. So what does it mean? Your gratification for being patient that has been delayed to the day of judgment. You know, when we control ourselves, we expect an immediate reward, right? Like, and it's, I want to get something right now. And if I don't get it, it's just kind of like, you get frustrated. But if you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to be the one to reward you, you realize that this now gratification has been pushed and deferred and delayed to the day of judgment. Like, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, and I know that I'm going to be rewarded, so I trust His judgment, so I'll wait until then. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call these people to celebrate their, you know, their patience. Your now moment of gratification is happening right now. And they will be called among them by name. Now, don't tell me you don't get angry, Jama'ah. If you don't get angry, there's nothing wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. Because anger is a natural instinct, the self-defense mechanism. And if someone provokes you to be angry, you should be angry. But how you respond to it, that's what the hadith is talking about. You control your behavior. I'm angry inside, but I'm controlling my behavior. So that's why I hope that all of you will be called on the day of judgment among everybody to celebrate, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So what's now the reward? The Prophet said, قال, حَتَّى يُخَيِّرَهُ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ مَا شَاءَ. That this person will be told to choose from the maidens of Al-Jannah as he wishes, which means to be their bride. Now, first of all, we know that's in Jannah, and that means there are brides in Jannah, which means there are carnal delights in Jannah. That's something we know from the Quran, was mentioned. And I know that people today, they keep saying, you know what, why? I mean, come on, this is all man thing and so on. Look, let's talk about these things. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. You can't question Allah Azza wa Jal, but He's going to be questioning everybody else. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this to be the reward, that's His hikmah, His wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala. My job is سمعنا وأطعنا. I will listen and obey. Because that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command right now. The second, why men are given this reward in Jannah? Anyway, why? Well, there are many reasons for that. Islam is the deen of al-fitrah. Islam is the natural to the fitrah. It like really connects with your natural inclination and disposition in it as a human being. And the difference between men and women is that if you ask a man, what is the highest reward they get in this dunya? The highest reward they could get actually in this dunya when it comes to pleasure of this dunya, what would it be? Intimacy. I mean, ask husbands, if your wife, she promised you with a beautiful evening versus a nice meal, what would you choose? You're all laughing. What does that mean, Jama'ah? Most of you, I know, they're going to say a beautiful evening after a nice meal. Right? But let's be real. For men, that's the highest reward. That's in the dunya. And Islam is deen of fitra. So if that is the thing that they desire the most in this dunya, Allah made it also one of their rewards, the highlights of their reward in the akhirah. And to be faithful and not to commit zina and fahisha, even if you're able of doing that, you protect yourself from the fitna, and you just do it in a halal way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you immensely for that as well too. The other thing, if you ask men versus women when it comes to the reward over here, if you ask most husbands, say, would you like to be with your wife in Jannah? Most likely they would say yes, I hope. Right? But if you ask most women, they would say, no, thank you. Like, I want reward in Jannah, not work with him yet again. Right? But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite you with your spouse and goodness in Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Other thing about men and women when it comes to the reward. Men, when it comes to the reward, really, they're very focused. What does that mean? If you ask all men, or almost most men, to write down the top three things they would like to see in paradise, or the top four things they would like to see in paradise, they're probably going to say the same thing. Ladies, on the other hand, they actually desire different things. And they're not necessarily the same thing. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the reward of the men as they desire the most, and gave the women general reward. What does that mean? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Whoever do good in this dunya, عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, male or female, He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَنُحِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We shall give them goodly life in this dunya. وَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They shall get their reward with, for the best of what they've done in this dunya. Did he mention what kind of reward? No. He said, both will be in Jannah. Both will get their reward. Both will be pleased. And everybody will be pleased in a way that is pleasing to them. What pleases men, different than pleases women. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everybody's going to be pleased. However, there are specific rewards for men that men don't necessarily take as reward for themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, what do women get on the on Jannah then, for example, if they control their anger? If men are going to get this as a reward for them to control their anger, what about women? What are they going to get when they control their anger? They're going to also have Hur al-Ain yani from men? Allahu A'lam. I don't know that there's actually male Hur al-Ain, especially for those who are married in this dunya, but I know that they will have a reward that will be pleasing for them or to them. Allah promised that nobody will have any grief or sorrow or sadness in Jannah. And everybody will be pleased, as Allah says in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will be pleased with them. So if that's the case, then really there is no any concern about, so why this is mentioned to the men, this is not mentioned to the women. Again, their reward is different. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, the Prophet says this in the hadith over here, is only highlighting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already promised in the Quran as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? All right. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a reminder, inshallah.